السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اہلن و سہلن و مرحبن ٹو یو آن دس بیوٹیفل ٹیوزڈے مارننگ. مے اللہ تعالی بلیس یو اینڈ آپا ود عافیت، اینڈ اللہ تعالی بلیس یو ان یور مبارک ٹرپ ٹو ڈربن اینڈ ڈسٹرکٹ انشاء اللہ سٹارٹنگ ٹو ڈے ٹل ایٹ ڈے. اللہ تعالی ایکسیپٹ یور خدمت فور دین. مفتی صاحب، دا پلیٹ فارم از یورس.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader حبيبنا مصطفى رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Today is the 6th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1446 year in South Africa and few other countries. And we know today, Tuesday, is the 7th of Dhul-Hijjah, there in Makkah Mukarrama, Mina, Muzdalifah, and in Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, and everywhere else, 90% of the countries. So tomorrow, inshallah, the Hajj will start, and then we will give you every day some advices for the Hujjaj and for ourselves as well. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Surah Al-Fath, the victory, and this is chapter number 48 and verses number 4 right up to verse number 7. In yesterday's lesson, we discussed the issue of Ismatul Anbiya. Isma, Ayn, Sword, Meem, Ta, Marbuta, the round Ta, which means that all Anbiya, prophets and messengers are ma'soom and protected from all types of vices and sins. Yes, there could be an error in judgment, there could be a mistake, but that does not constitute a sin. But for Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Rahmatul Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyeen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Tashreefan wa Takreeman wa Ta'zeeman Lahu, Almighty Allah wants to elevate his rank even further. Wa Rafa'ana Laka Dhikrak. Chapter 94, verse 4, Almighty Allah states, and we have elevated your Nami Nami, Isme Grami, your honorable auspicious name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And among all the prophets and messengers, only his Allah Ta'ala made the greater tidings for him, for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَيَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. Allah Jalla Wala will forgive for you مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ, whatever mistakes you made in the past, whatever mistakes will be done in the future, all that is all forgiven. This is to elevate the master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now today's lesson, what about the beloved students? What about the beloved companions? Allah Jalla Wala is giving bisharat, great tidings to them. And our Hamas, our Taliban, our Mujahideen in Afghanistan and there in Palestine and in other parts of the world, Sudan and what have you, remember, they draw inspiration from these type of verses. Chapter 48, verse number 4, our starting point. Huwa alladhi, he Almighty Allah is the one and only supreme being. Anzala as-sakinata fi qulubil mu'minin. Remember, this is wartime. You're taking on your enemy, and Almighty Allah sends down for them the peace, tranquility, serenity. Fi qulubil mu'minin, in the hearts of the true believers. They might be in their tunnels, they might be hiding here and there, but this peace, tranquility, serenity Why? ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. So that Almighty Allah lets their iman, their faith increase. And remember, they have the iman, but now it increases even more and more. Go and see how many sahabas lesson must we give you. Go read about Haram radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu's family, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, and the blood is oozing out. Tirna al parkar dia, the arrow went in from the chest and came out through the back, and the blood is oozing and gushing out. He said in our Hazrat Haram radiallahu anhu raises his hands. How we raise our hands in dua and supplication. When his hands are filled with his own blood, he smears it on his face and says, Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba, I am successful, I take qasam of the one who owns and is in charge, and it belongs to him alone, the Kaaba Musharrafa. And that's his last words, Wantaqala ila rahmatillah. And then he goes into the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu wardah, when you read his halat biography profile, when Abdurrahman bin Muljim came to murder, assassinate him, his last words of Sayyidina Ali, Fatiha Khaybar Haydar Iqarrar radiallahu anhu wardah, Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba, I am successful, Qasam of the Rabb and possessor of the Kaaba Musharrafa. So like that you will find so many examples. So our Hamas, our Taliban, they in their tunnels, they're hiding here and there and giving the jutlas a good thrashing and hiding, remember that. Why? It's not them. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and it belongs only, solely, exclusively to him. Almighty Allah, Junaid Mota, your name is Junaid. Do you know what Junaid means? Jundi, Junaid, the Tazghir, the diminutive, the small army. See, yeah, Junoodu Samawati Wal Ard. Allah has His armies in the heavens and skies, the angels, Wal Ard, on the land and the sand, that is the people. And the Malaika angels come down to assist them. Wa kana Allahu Aliman Hakima. And Almighty Allah is all knowing, all wise. For the true believers, the Mujahideen, those who are speaking, those who are contributing, those who are participating. And they are not the silent party or sitting on the fence. Once you sit on the fence, you are guilty of committing a major offense. You will see what Allah says just now. So these are first and foremost for Sahaba, and then for people like us who are waging jihad. Afdalul jihadi man qala kalimata haqqin inda sultanin jair. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best jihad is the one who speaks the truth in front of the tinpot dictators, the zalims, all these kings and rulers and clown princes and crown princes and haramis. لِيُدْخِلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, so that he, Almighty Allah, admits the true believers, male and female. جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, in the gardens of paradise, where you will find the rivers and the streams are flowing. Beneath the gardens, they will dwell and stay there forever and ever. Eternal bliss, eternal joy, eternal prosperity. Obviously, there were mistakes and sins committed by Sahaba as well. وَيُكَفِّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيَّاتِهِمْ, Almighty Allah erases and wipes out their sins. Allah forgave them. Which kafir, Shia, Khomeini or his sympathizers can go and criticize Sahaba? When Allah gave them the companions the great tidings, chapter 57, Surah Hadid, the steel and the iron, verse 10, وَكُلَّهُ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, and Almighty Allah has promised every Sahabi, male, female, adult and child, Jannat al-Firdaus. In my life I have seen every person who is a sympathizer of the Shias, whether it's Tariq Jamil, the Shaitan, and Dajjal or anybody else, Allah has humiliated, disgraced them in this world and further disgrace in the year after. Allah mahfazna, ameen. Almighty Allah protect us always. Wa kana dhalika indallahi fawzan azima. And that by Almighty Allah Jalla wala is a supreme success. A person enters Jannah, everlasting pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Wa ridwanum min Allahi akbar. And the pleasure of Almighty Allah was, is, will always be the greatest and the biggest thing in a Muslim's life. Now that is one side of the spectrum. Now we come to the Saudis, we come to the Emiratis, we come to the Jordanians, we come to the Egyptians, Bahrain and Morocco, and all these haramis and murtadeen and munafiqeen, we're speaking about the rulers. So what will happen to them if they continue in the same vein? Allah speaks. وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. And Almighty Allah will punish the hypocrites, the male and the female, those who just pay lip service to Islam, but in their hearts is devoid of true iman. They despise and they hate Islam, truly speaking. But kali kali, they pretend and they make spaza. I gave you in various languages. No, we Muslim and so forth and so on. They hate Hamas and so forth. They call them terrorists. وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَالْمُشْرِكَاتِ. And those people who are the idol worshippers, the male and the female, and all these Jews, Christians, all included in this. Remember that they fall in this category as well, the mushriks. What Quran says, you must remember that Quran Kareem states that these people, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةَ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the Christians who said, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Allah called them mushriks. And Allah says they're going straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. And Jannat for them and paradise for them is haram and they'll never enter there. So everything is clearly enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. But the Muslim of today does not have time for Quran. You don't have time for Quran. Allah got no time for you. That is the khulasatul kalam. That is the summary of it. Go and read Surah 5, chapter Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, and verses 72, 73, and see what Allah Ta'ala is saying. So there Allah calls them mushriks. Allah called them kafirs. Remember that. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. So they included Jews, Christians, whole lot. وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَالْمُشْرِكَاتِ ظَنِّينَ بِاللَّهِ ظَنَّ السَّوءِ. That they are the people, remember, who have negative feelings and thoughts about Almighty Allah. They say Allah is unjust, Allah forbid. They say why Allah Ta'ala created us like this. They keep on objecting on Almighty Allah, criticizing Allah, criticizing Habibullah, Mustafa, Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Al-Iyazu Billah, Allah forbid. Alayhim da'iratu saw. That they are waiting for calamities to befall the Muslims, so upon them the calamities will fall. Just now you will hear in the news, views and interviews. So upon them is what? وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And Allah's wrath and anger is upon them. وَلَعَنَهُمْ. Allah has cursed them and deprived them of His special mercy. Did you read the dua today, O Muslim? Read now. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Oh Allah, Jalla wa'ala, include us, our families, in your special mercy, our mujahideen, and the entire ummah and muslimah in your special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you, Allah, you alone, exclusively, you were, you are, you always will be, the most merciful one to show mercy. وَلَعَنَهُمْ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. And for them, Allah has already prepared the hellfire. Well, and then what Allah says, وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. What a horrible, terrible place to return to. An everlasting doom and gloom. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. They'll be dispatched to Jahannam and hellfire forever, those who are sane and mature. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? The entire universe belongs to Him. In 1 second, split second, Allah can decimate, destroy America, Israel. But Allah shows us. We must show our love, our devotion, sincerity, and our love for Almighty Allah and Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the sacrifices are required. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and it belongs to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. Remember the armies in the heavens and in the earth. See now, hear what Allah Ta'ala says. Always draw a cross reference. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا, and Almighty Allah is all powerful and all wise. That's in chapter 48, verse 7. And there what you read there, وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا, Almighty Allah is all-knowing, who is the true people mujahideen, and who are guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and murdering babies and children and so forth. Alim, always He knows, His knowledge all-embracing, all-encompassing, Hakima, all wise. So draw a comparison and juxtapose it. Chapter 48, verse 4, chapter 48, verse 7. So you will see Allah all knowing and all powerful. So we don't rely on our arms and ammunition. We place our reliance solely, only on Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلِ فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرِ, Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. And He is the best protector, the best helper. So those are the conviction we must have, not just lip service. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, 6th of Zulhijjah, 1446 in South Africa, Makkah Mukarrama, Mina, and all those places. Remember, it's the 7th of Zulhijjah, 1446. Hajj starting tomorrow, inshallah, Wednesday. And today is day number 606, okay? Of the war of Israel against Palestine and Hamas particularly. So we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally and globally. O Muslim, say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. More than 30 jutlas alone in the past 24-48 hours dispatched straight to hell. Haaretz newspaper writes, 8 of their people committed homicide. Some of them, it seems, were policemen and so forth. They fed up of Ben Gvir, the Harami, the super terrorist and the war criminal, that he says, just go kill, kill, kill. So remember, even they tired of that, one day they might kill Him, inshallah, we don't know, you know. So that is 8 of them. It's much more, but the Jutla newspaper say 8. Okay, committed homicide, committed suicide. In Tel Aviv, one Jutla, he murdered his wife, and thereafter he went on the top of a building, and then they negotiated with him for 9 hours. Then he jumped to his death. So that makes it Asharatun Kamila. 10 Jutlas dispatched to hell, a Khuya Jwert as a Doya Jwert. One thing about Afrikaans language, they had some wonderful sayings. I love that. A good Jew is a dead Jew. So 10 already, right? In Jabalia, they say Jabalia. Jabalia, the mountainous area of Gaza. Our Mujahideen, our Qassam Brigade. They set up, you understand, the booby traps and everything. Allah Ta'ala let the building collapse on the Israeli soldiers. More than 20 of them fracked and died. Let them die like dogs, the harami. We have no sympathy, empathy for these pigs and swines, remember that. That is what Quran calls them, and we should call them that without fear and favor and apology. So more than 30 jutlas dispatched to hell, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Settlers tried yesterday again, day for yesterday, to enter into Aqsa. The police and the Palestinian guards, remember, they prevented them. Now they're getting bold, you see. They feel they can do whatever they want to, but Allah is watching. Allah is punishing them. and that punishment will continue till the day of Qiyamah for the Jutlas and the Zionists who agree with them. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continuously punish the Jews right till the day of Qiyamah, and the worst punishment, chapter 7, verse 167. So remember people committing suicide. I told you the police, the Houthis fired at the airport, you see. The Houthis and the Yemenis, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for them. Four duas mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. No dua for Saudi Arabia and the Najdis Wahhabis, those in the Riyadh and surroundings and so forth. Also in Bukhari Sharif. You know, when they fired there towards the Ben Gurion airport, they called it Ben Gurion airport, they called it Lod airport, L-O-D. So 4 million Jutlas had to run and take shelter, helter skelter for them. They live in fear. 227 sirens went off, remember. So well done to the Yemenis. We salute you, remember that. UK, pre-UK preparing for war. Who you want to take on, Starmer? You want to take on Russia? Russia will finish you up in 1 week. Remember that. Russia got the biggest and the greatest amount of nuclear. Putin say, you can murder, kill my people, but end of the day, I'll beat you. Whether it's America, whether it's UK, whether it's any other harami, ask Ukraine. And Ukraine, now the Western media, Zionist media, is saying they did this, they did this. But they don't speak about how Putin is decimating the whole of Ukraine and so forth. Israel challenges the world. What can you do, O Muslims and Arab puppets and murtads and munafiki? We're going to build more and more settlements in the West Bank, and we're going to annex it as well. See how hopeless, impotent, useless we are. And yet we have the bootlickers in the Arab countries still wanting to make peace with America and Israel. So they're challenging you. In Mali, they killed 13 people, the government forces. They call them Al-Qaeda operatives and so forth. Allah knows best that all this, it is internal strife. They want to destabilize them and so forth. Russia and Ukraine failed to reach an agreement there in Istanbul. Every party wants it their way. So obviously, advantage Russia and Zelensky, the Joker, the Jutla. Anybody who supports Jews, we will be against them. That is the khulasa, that is the summary. Now listen to this. The world media and the apologetic media in the Muslim world, the Arab world. There's a brother by the name of Muhammad Suleiman. He's an Egyptian. So Trump says he must be deported to Egypt. You see, now they have him guilty already by the media. 16 murder attempted charges. Now the Jutlas were now taking out the procession, a protest. The hostages must be free. Hostages must be free and so forth. But they don't speak nothing about, you must remember, the torture, the persecution, the genocide, the ethnic cleansing crimes against humanity, against the Palestinians. So Muhammad Suleiman had enough. He saw everything, the policy of the Americans. And remember last year when Biden, the Harami, Joe Biden, the genocide was in charge. So remember, 14 countries in the United Nations Security Council all voted for ceasefire. The American ambassador picked up the hand and said, no, we veto it. So what do you expect the Muslim to do? What do you expect the Egyptian to do? You think he's just going to look? No. I admire Muhammad Suleiman. He took the fire, the cocktails, and he threw it in the direction of the Jews. And he said, "Frek yala, and we will show you a point. We are mu'mineen." 16 of them injured, and so they can go to hell for what I care. So you must remember that Jutlas who support Israel and their policies. So you Americans must speak last. You all committed genocide and war crimes. You murdered 500,000 of our people in Iraq. You murdered 1 million total based on lies. And you want to come tell us about democracy and human rights and so forth. You are the biggest harami, you are the handlers, and Israel are the dogs and the bulldogs. So well done, Muhammad Suleiman. Even if they give you death sentence, you will be a shaheed, inshallah. So Iran told America, go to hell. What you are saying is a non-starter and you're wasting our time. You see, Iran is pakka kafir, they play the double game. So they are siding with America and Israel, but they tell the Muslims, we are with you. And they use them. They tell the foolish Arabs, idiots and jokers that Iran is going to attack you, better buy more arms. And then they tell Iran, you must stop making threats against Israel. Nobody attacks one another because they're all on one side. America, Israel, Iran, all bunch of haramis. If you understand the real politics, Modi of India humiliated, disgraced again. He is not invited to the G7 summit in Canada. Canada says we don't want him here. Because remember that he's causing too many problems against the minorities, the Muslims, and against the Christians, and against the Sikhs, and so forth, and so on. Listen to this one here. So me, I don't follow all these funny things. We say it's not even permissible. Be that as it may, there's an Irish boxer, right? So now he went in the ring with the Israeli and he donnered the Israeli. He hit the daylights out of him. So the referee stopped the match. What did the Irishman do? He picked up in one hand the Palestinian flag, the other hand the Irish flag. Ireland, well done to you. Boxer, we salute you. You must remember, donner the Israelis. Show them a lesson. They are still true human beings. Although they're not Muslims, but we will stand for justice. Very good. You see, this guy I told you is a harami from day one. His name Julani, J-E-W. That's how I spell it. So Julani, you see? So he's a Jew. Meaning Jew, sympathetic to the Jews. President of Syria. So this idiot and fool says, we, meaning the Syrian people and Israel, face the same enemies. So the Muslims and the Arabs are giving him stick and criticizing him. What the hell are you talking? Are Hamas our enemies? They liberating Palestine and saving Masjid al-Aqsa. You want to bootlick America. You want to bootlick Israel. But Israel bombed your Latakia and Tartus just few days ago. Where's your brain, your Jew, Julani, you sympathizer of Israel? So all these are munafikin and kafirin, according to me, remember that. Let's come to South African news. Judge Slope is in big trouble. They say that he is not fit to be on the JSC. You see that, the judicial, you know, where they have all that council and the selection and all that of the judges. They say he's not fit to be there. The water crisis continues in South Africa, Johannesburg, the hub of South Africa economy, and yet there's no water. Hopeless, you'll amen. ANC and Joy, there's unity government and so forth. Good for nothing. MTN and Cell C, they're defending the high data charges. You know how much we pay. So you must remember that for data and so forth. So beyond your imagination, they're just money making us milking cows, you know. Photos, you must remember, and videos in Azizia. The South African Hujjaj, majority of them are in Azizia. And they're not bothered, some of them. The Maulvis, they're Mufatiyas, I call them. I don't take the name Maulana before that. Even on A, if I take their name, I just take their name. So the actors, they're busy there, you see. Everything they do must be videoed and live streamed to show the world what we're doing. So now more and more people come, they call them some VIPs. They're throwing flowers and they're throwing. Don't you even have shame? There in Gaza, the people not getting water, medication, food, and you are a haji, supposed to be, and you're doing all this. So who's paying for all these flowers and all these things here? Quran calls you the shaitan and brothers of shaitan. Chapter 17, verse 27, that Almighty Allah states in 15 Jews, Surah Bani Israel, Innal Mubazirin Akanu Ikhwana Shayateen. The people who squandered their wealth and squandered their time and all that, they are brothers of Satan. So you're a haji, but you're brother of Shaitan and you're Maulvi. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. So rather you don't go for hajj than leading people astray. Remember, that's what you guys are doing, some of you all there. South African universities, they require and seek 2 billion rand. and for research and so forth, because America has cut funding to South Africa as well. Today, inshallah, is the kickoff of our programs. So there, Lalusha, the special people, they say, no, we must have Isha at 7 o'clock. You see, all the other venues is 7:15. So, okay, we start early, no problem. So 7 o'clock, inshallah, we will be there. And remember, Qari Naeem will be there, the blind Qari Sahib, inshallah. Allah give him shifa. Mona Zakaria, Mona Abid son will be there, inshallah. We will be there. Hafiz Muhammad Basa and Muhammad Salim Asmal and our brother Dawood Munli, all will be there, inshallah, in Lalusha Masjidul Fat. And then the program will continue, inshallah. Allah Jalala accept it. So, inshallah, Mona Salim Kareem, let's fire up with the Q&A. Inshallah, we have 10, 11 minutes left, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, Uhaj, our alim says, we will leave Mina to go to Arafat before Fajr. Is this allowed?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You see, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Look at what Quran Kareem teaches us. Quran teaches us chapter number 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum zunubakum, and Allah will forgive you your sins. Chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 31. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is commanding the Ummah. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, Khudu anni manasikakum, take from me your speech and your actions for Umrah and Hajj. Tomorrow Hajj will start Wednesday, right? So these agents, I don't say all, but I say some of them. I don't say all the alims and maulanas and sheikhs and hafizabs and dalils and so forth who are in charge. Dalil means that the guide and so forth. But some of them, I'll tell you, 100% mufatiyas. They're just there to fool the people, scholars for dollars, we call them. So they tell the people, no, tomorrow when we go, now from there to it, we must leave, you see, from Mina to Arafat. Tomorrow is Mina, and then Thursday is Mina to Arafat. We must leave before sunset, before sunrise, I mean, and so forth and so on. So remember, this is against the sunnah and teaching of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam deliberately. So to tomorrow when your Hajj starts, you're in Makkah Azizah, you go after sunrise. From Mina to Arafat, you go after sunrise. And best you go by bus, remember, to Arafat. Otherwise you'll be very tired, and I know all this, we speak from experience. So remember, you must not listen to them, they are just mufatiyas. And when you are going against the teaching, preaching of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deliberately, intentionally, chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse 63. There are 64 verses in chapter 24, Surah Nur. So the second last verse, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ نَمْرِهِ أَن تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. When you go contrary to the teaching, preaching of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master, then beware, a calamity will strike you, or a painful, horrible, terrible punishment. Going against Quran Sharif, going against Sunnah, just because it suits your warm fancies and desires. Ji.
Mufti Saab, also we were told to make tawaf his ziyarat, two rakats tawaf. Immediately after tawaf e wida, two rakats tawaf, then perform sa'i. Is this correct?
Totally upside down, you must remember. Again, some agents and some of their maulvis, crooked maulvis, imagine after tawafu ziyara, that's the Hanafi term, Shafi'is, Maliki's, and Hanbali's term is tawaful ifada, that is first compulsory. So you read your two rakat salat. After that, you're supposed to make sa'i. Now that imam, that maulana, that mufti sahab, and they'll say, no, to make tawaful wida. How you can make tawaful wida? Tawaful wida is the last tawaf. So remember, you haven't made sa'i still and so forth. It's just a convenience, you see. You change the rules how you want to. Not acceptable. According to Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and them, the tawaf is not even valid. Remember that, the tawaful wida. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yanfiranna ahadun minkum hatta yakuna akhir ahadi bil bayt. Your last action should be tawaful wida. Not in the middle, you do it before sa'i and so forth. All this must be condemned, ka'in and mankan, whichever agent is promoting that, whichever Maulvi Mufatiya is promoting that, they all must be condemned, remember that.
Mufti Sahib, which day should we fast for Arafah here in South Africa?
Remember, according to our sighting and according to our calendar, Arafat is on Friday, this Friday, yeah? So you fast on Friday. If you want more thawab, then you fast on Thursday also. It is the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith. Ayyamul afdalu ayyami dunya. The best days in this world, ayyamul ashr, are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Bazzar, mentioned by Imam Ibn Hibban, wa sahahahu al-Sheikh al-Bani, and Sheikh al-Bani said it is sahih hadith. So therefore, and it's mentioned in Jami'u Saghir as well by Suyuti, rahimahullah, and so forth. So we must be very, very clear on this, yeah? So you make intention Thursday fast, and then you fast on Friday also. Excellent, you'll get double reward. You fast on Friday only, excellent. You fast on Thursday only if you are following the Saudi calendar, you in those countries. So excellent, no problem. To keep one day fast for Arafat, أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَن يُكَفِّرَ سَنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا وَالَّتِي بَعْدَهَا. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Bulughul Maram, various compilations. So we will encourage one and all to fast on the day of Arafat, Thursday, Friday, whatever suits you. And remember, if you have qadha fast, keep the qadha fast first, and then you worry about the sunnat and nafil fast. Don't neglect your debts, and you pay charity. People giving darul loans, masjid, but they're not paying their debts. So our example is like that. I say, no, I'll fast today, tomorrow, then Friday, and what have you. But my qaza, I neglect it. So that is foolishness in Islam.
Mufti Sahib, when placing beds in the house, in the one room, the bed can only be positioned facing the Qibla. What's the ruling, Mufti Sahib?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us Surah chapter 22, verse 32. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect to the symbols and landmarks of Allah, Jalla Wala, the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharraf, 100% is the landmark in Sha'airullah. Inna Safa wal Marwata min Sha'airullah, Quran says. Safa Marwa is the symbol of Allah, so Baytullah, obviously. So Dalalatun Nas bi Tariqatil Ola, that's legal jargon, don't worry about that. So then, fa innaha min taqwa al kulub, that's a sign you have taqwa in your heart and true piety, Allah consciousness. Authentic hadith in Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah wa sahahahu al-Albani. Remember, the hadith is sahih. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man tafala tujaha al-qibla jaa yawm al-qiyamah wa tafluhu bayna aydayhi. Whosoever spits in the direction of the Qibla, tomorrow you will come on the day of justice, and the saliva will be there on your forehead between your eyes to humiliate and disgrace you. Many a time it happens to us, we in the 5-star hotels and this hotel and that hotel, and we can see that now the beds are facing towards the Kaaba Musharrafa. Simple solution, where your feet supposed to be, put your pillow there and you just sleep in the opposite direction. So you must show respect and reverence to the Baytullah, Allah will elevate you. And you disrespect the Baytullah, Allah will humiliate you. So that is the Mashura advice we will give you.
Mufti Sahib, can we do shopping after Tawaf Ziyarat?
You can do shopping after Tawaful Ziyara, you can do shopping after Tawaful Wida and all that. The shopping business must be secondary, not the main reason why you went there. Quran Kareem Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we want to do some business while we are here in Hajj and so forth. So we don't know is it permissible or not. Allah Jalla Wala revealed the verse, chapter 2, verse number 198. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا بِرَبِّكُمْ. There is no sin upon you that you go and seek the grace of Allah. You do buying, selling. So Allah gave you that concession, but that must not be your main aim. And everybody with your videos and your films and all these things there, right in these holy places, Azizia is part of Makkah. And remember that you are doing all these haram things right there in the haram. Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 22, verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Then whoever makes intention of oppression and deviation, first deviation and then oppression mentioned, we will unleash a painful, painful punishment for him. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Ibn Majah, Allahumma aj'alha hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. Ya Allah, to set the precedent for humanity and posterity, make it such a hajj, la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. It must not be done, the speech and the actions, to impress the eyes of people or the ears of people. What is our intention? You know what is your intention. Just to show off an ostentation. Allah protect us all, and may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and the Hujjaj. The last question.
Jisab, does a milk child inherit from the milk mother?
Remember, the foster child will not inherit from the foster mother or foster father. People who inherit are only two, blood ties and husband-wife relationship. So your father-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, stepfather, stepmother, and foster father, foster mother, adopted mother, adopted children, all these people, none of them inherit. So what are asbabul irs? What are the reasons people inherit? Al-aqrab fal-aqrab. The law of proximity, the law of nearness. So I am the son, so this one is my sister, is the daughter, so we inherit. So that is blood ties, you see that? I die, my parents are alive, so they inherit. And husband dies, the wife inherit. Wife dies, the husband inherits. So what is it? It is an-nasab wa ziwaj. So blood ties and marriage. So only because of that, all these others, yes. When a Muslim person passes away, then he or she must do everything, meaning the executors and the heirs. The person died, now he's out of the question now, but he must make sure in his will all that is specified, stipulated. First, burial, funeral expenses. Second, the debts of the deceased, personal debts, corporate business debts, all must be paid immediately. Not after 40 days and 100 days. Justice delayed is justice denied. Three is wasiyah, to bequeath for none is. So you want to bequeath for your adopted son, your foster daughter, your father-in-law, mother-in-law. So they are not heirs. So you can bequeath for them maximum 1/3 of the net estate. And then comes the shares of the heirs. So we must draw a dichotomy distinction between wasiyah, that is what you are stipulating, and you can stipulate for non-Muslim also, your neighbor help you, and Tom, Dick and Mary, so you say 10,000, 5,000 for them, so it's permissible. And remember, for people who are non-heirs, and maximum 1/3, then comes the shares of the heirs. Barakallahu feek. See you all tonight, 7 o'clock, inshallah, Masjidul Fath, Lalu Shah, we kicking off early, remember that. All the other venues, 7:15, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.